Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. We've got a fascinating topic today. How can you help yourself? Hi, Eric.
Hi.
This is Eric Perlman that's just joined us. Just now, and we're going to have him as our guest today for the first part of the program. We're going to be talking about how we can not only help others, but in doing so, help ourselves. Now, Dr. Eric Perl used to be a chiropractor. He ended up leaving his very, very successful practice in Los Angeles. He got curious. He wanted to know why. Why people were getting well in situations and circumstances that were outside the normal protocol that he had been trained so much to expect. Well, we're going to find out a little bit about, more than a little bit, about what he discovered in this journey and how you yourself can be a part of this magnificent process, being able to benefit yourself as well as others. Dr. Eric Perl, thanks so much. You don't mind if I call you Eric, do you?
I hope you will.
Oh, thank you so much. Your journey as a physician, as a chiropractor, is one that people would say it's a little weird. Why don't you share some of that weirdness with us, okay? Because I like weird.
It's not a little weird. It's very weird.
It's very weird. Okay, it's a very, very weird.
I'll give you the background in a nutshell. How's that?
Oh, that's super.
I was a chiropractor, and I still am by license, but somewhere in my 12th year in practice, a few strange things happened. I went to sleep one night, and about an hour later, I was awakened by this very bright light that came piercing through my eyes. I opened my eyes to see what it was, and it wasn't anything seemingly spiritual or metaphysical. It was just the lamp next to my bed. It had turned itself on. Now, strange as that was, I thought, well, you know, maybe some kind of an electrical something or other. I don't know. It's not exactly a short. I think shorts turn things off, but I haven't heard of an electrical long, so I don't know what it was. But as I was thinking about that, I simultaneously felt people in my home. Now, I am not the type of person who wakes up in the middle of the night and feels people at my house. So let's just say that bravely, I got up with a knife, a can of pepper spray, and my Doberman pincher, and I went hunting. And
that's a good visual.
No, it's more of a visual, especially for people who think that they, you know, Doberman pinchers are watchdogs, because they're not. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you want to walk quietly through the house to see who's there, and she thinks it's a game, so she's jumping up and down and up and down. By the time I hushed her enough to let her know something was serious, where was she? But behind me, for protection, although that's a big help. Why don't you just wear a t-shirt that says the silverware is in the drawer over here? But anyway, I walked through the house looking, and I couldn't find anyone. Even though I spent a good 20 minutes or so, because it's a large house, and on a certain level, I knew that someone was there. On another level, I knew I'd never find them. And on some other level, I recognized the only thing left for me to do was go back to sleep, strange as that sounds, or I'd be a wreck for my patients the next day. So I went back to bed. And that Monday, when I went into work, 7 of my patients insisted that they felt people in the rooms with us just as I had felt people in my home. I didn't explain this to any of them. They had no reason to say it other than their own experience. And you would think that would have caught my attention, too.
Mm-hmm.
But other patients were saying, I can feel your hands before you touch me. I'm going, oh, yes, sure, you can. Close your eyes. So they'd close their eyes, and I'd hold my hands about a yard or so away from them and angle and direct them towards certain areas of the body. And they tell me, right shoulder, left ankle. So it became a game. And, you know, as I played this little game with people, their muscles would start to twitch involuntarily and their fingers and their feet would move. My palms blistered a couple of times. My palm actually bled once, not like a stigmata, but, you know, more like you stick it accidentally with a pin or a needle. that little bit of blood that comes out. And the next thing I know, people are reporting healings. They're getting up out of wheelchairs, and vision and hearing's returning, and they're running in showing me laboratory reports that their cancer tumors have vanished, and children with cerebral palsy are walking and talking again, and the parents are calling, and patients, and saying, what did you do? And I said, nothing, and don't tell anyone, which went over about as big as Nancy Reagan just saying no to drugs.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, of course. The next thing you know, everyone's pulling up from Mexico and Canada and station wagons, going, I'll have what she had, and other people, as word gets out, are saying, teach this. I said, teach it. You got to be crazy. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm waving my hands in the air looking like an idiot. Wave your hands in the air, look like an idiot. Tell me what happens. But more and more of my patients would call and say, after they got home, they walked into their house, or when they got home, they walked into their house, their apartment, their lab, TV, stereo, started turning themselves on and off and on and off. And they felt strange sensations in their hands, and so they would hold their hands by someone in their family, and those people started having healings. Grandparents could speak again, move their arms and legs after strokes, and we began to realize that, began to recognize that once you interact with this, some change transpires. Some people say it's an activation, an attunement. Other people say that something new is gifted, or you somehow or other, you develop a sense of being able to recognize and feel what this is and play with it. And once we're willing to do that, we seem to be able to access what the researchers feel is a new level of healing. New meaning hasn't been here on the planet before. Now, new is a funny word, because in the New Age spiritual metaphysical world, everyone wants everything to be old. You know, it's got to be old again. It has to be from Lemuria or Atlantis or something. And, well, guess what? Sometimes something is just new. The researchers explain it. They said it makes sense if we understand two basic things. A, we're four-dimensional beings. Now, of course, you know, you and I, when we went to school, we were raised being told that we were three-dimensional, height, width, and depth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Einstein, of course, had been telling us since around the 1950s that we were four-dimensional, but science, Donna, didn't really seem to accept this until the year 2000, when they formally announced that we are four-dimensional, as Einstein had told us. We are height, width, depth, and the fourth dimension is time. So in quantum physics, here comes the part where, because this is radio, we have to listen just a little bit. In quantum physics, they illustrate this as a bubble. So everyone, if we just imagine a bubble, one small bubble, and the wall of the bubble, you know, the shell of the bubble, is comprised of the components, let's say, of height, width, depth, and time. And it's got a given capacity. So there's our little four-dimensional playground or bubble in this huge multidimensional universe, as if we've selected one little bubble from the ocean or from a pot of boiling water. And that bubble has been filled with to its capacity with energy, and that's what we've had here. Everything has been energy. But suddenly, as we recognize today in physics, time is shifting. Time is moving faster in all directions at once, which really means time is expanding, which the researchers explain means that our little four-dimensional bubble is expanding outward into the universe. So our ability, our capacity to receive here has expanded, and we are suddenly receiving more than the energy that we've had. We're opening up, and we're expanding into a spectrum comprised of energy, light, and information. Now, this is a timeless spectrum because it's of the universe, but it's new here on Earth because our bubble wasn't able to accept it before. So we get the concept of it's old, it's timeless, but it's new, and it's a new level of healing. And the funny thing about it, we've discovered, is that it allows us to transcend all of the healing techniques we've ever needed or used for energy healing. Reiki, Jirai, Jichin, Qigong, Mahjong, Beijing, EFG, XYZ, 1, 2, 3, and it's all about me techniques that teach us to do this and do that and don't do that and don't do the other and shake it off, spray it off, sneeze it off, cough it off, move it up here, move it down there. All of those things, this allows us to transcend, and once we transcend it, we can access this instantaneous, more comprehensive level of healing. The funny thing is, It's like the front and back of a coin, a gift and a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The front of the coin or the gift is that it allows us to transcend the techniques.
Eric, I want to stop you here for just a
minute.
Just stop you here for a minute. Because what you have said is so true. I want, though, for some people who might be listening to this, I would just like to step back in time a little bit. I'm going to use a Hollywood movie as an example. And it's one I know a lot of people will identify with, and that's Elmer Gantry with Burt Lancaster.
Ah.
And when you think of that portrayal, this was someone that was part con, mm-hmm. yet had an innate ability to achieve certain things, being able to work with both people's minds and mm-hmm. whatever. And at this point in our time frame, we have a different vocabulary than what was used by people then as it was portrayed. But what you've got, you actually had a switch turned on inside of you. And it affected you physiologically so that you could do something. It's more than thought. It's more than that. But when we go back into the past, when we go back to anybody that has, and like you said, with Qigong, with any of these, where people, they worked for years to be able to have the mastery of the
yes.
body. And as we in the 20th century and now in the 21st century have had a technology that has enabled us mentally to progress to a level that's almost as if someone has given us a super vitamin pill of some kind.
A new gift.
And said, all right, now you've got all of the equipment. Now it's time for you, as you are ingesting this growth and development, to understand that this is normal. This
mm-hmm.
is something that's natural.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to work with it because,
mm-hmm.
as you said, it's two-edged. But you had something a little bit different in your background that I would love for you to share with my audience, and that is about your mother. Because when you were born, your mother actually died. She had a near-death experience. She came back to raise you, but you were like a connecting factor with her, that in that process that enabled you actually to make this shift, I think, more readily because of the woman who was your mother. Tell us what happened with her.
Well, all right, I'll tell you, but let me preface it by saying that, yes, this may, my experience, my mother died giving birth to me and came back to life at a time that it wasn't spoken about, and this may have been a key or a part of the process that allowed me to access this and bring it through. But please recognize that once you interact with this, and I show you how to do it, you can facilitate healings as well, if not better, than I can, and as well, if not better, than any human being on this planet can. Whether they were raised by monks in a cave in a mountaintop
mm-hmm.
in Tibet and individual birds flew in grain to feed them, or whether they work out of a church in Brazil, because once we access this, it is ours naturally. But I'll tell you the story. My mother died giving birth to me. She was in the delivery room. She was lying on the table. She felt or heard motors or engines, I forget, turning off or turning on, starting at her ankles, going up to her knees and her hips and her waist and her heart, and she couldn't understand why none of the other doctors or people in the room heard this. And she knew that if it got to her heart, she would die, and she didn't want to die, and suddenly it got to her heart, and she didn't want to die, and the next thing she knew, she had left her body, and she was moving up, and she struggled and struggled not to die, but there was nothing she could do about it. And as she left, she suddenly found herself floating through levels of being. The first awareness or consciousness she had was that if there is only one regret, and there seems to be, that those who die have, it's that those who are left here mourn them because they don't know that dying is really us returning to a beautiful place that we all come from and we all seek to return to.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed through a couple of levels of beings of consciousness. She doesn't recall that. She got to the third level, which she does remember clearly because it was the only level that was uncomfortable. It was a level where it was uncomfortable to pass through and more uncomfortable for the people who were stalled on that level. And that was the level of the people who had taken their own lives. And she knew instantly that that was the one thing, the only thing that we can do that interrupts God's plans, shall we say. Anyway, this was the second chapter in the book. It was the most difficult chapter for me to write because I had to go back and forth with her a lot on the phone, because we just don't really have the words to fully convey the meaning and the understanding and the experience of it. So even though we got the words as perfectly as we could, still, you know, it doesn't fully, truly convey it to its utmost. But anyway, she continued through that level, and she suddenly found herself moving down a lane towards a bright light. What a lot of people tend to feel as a tunnel. For her, it seemed more like a lane, in a sense. She wasn't walking, but she was moving towards it. And the light was so bright, she was afraid to look at it because she was afraid it would burn her eyes. But, of course, she did have to look, and it didn't burn her eyes. It was beautiful. And as she got to that place before it, suddenly her life was laid out before her. There was no judgment, and yet, simultaneously, she knew it was a good life. We tend to experience in this what Danny Brinkley calls a life review. We tend to experience all the emotions that we've brought to people, the good and the not so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And as that happened, she also was given the secrets of the universe. She knew why the grass was green, why the sky was blue, why the earth was round, that war is a temporary state of barbarism that we will outgrow, how ridiculous it was for young men to go out and die fighting old men's battles.
Mm-hmm.
She knew how we couldn't blame God for anything seemingly horrible, even drive-by shootings and things like that, how there's a reason for everything and everything does make perfect sense in that setting. And suddenly, from that wonderful place, she found herself being sent back here to Earth. And for all the struggle that she went through to not die, now she was struggling to stay. She didn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But she was told that she was being sent back to raise her son, to raise me. And she struggled to hold on to these secrets, to these insights, because she knew that she was programmed to forget them, and everything was being, you know, all the understandings were being taken from her, and she struggled to hold on to the few that she came back with, and the next thing she knows, she was on the gurney,
mm-hmm.
being wheeled back into the room. And the only thing she could get anyone to say to her is, you was lucky.
Mm-hmm. You were dead.
Yep, that was it. That was it.
That was
it. And, of course, no one spoke about it at the time. We mm-hmm. didn't have, you know, books by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and Raymond Moody and others like that in that situation. And I don't know how old I was, probably about 7 or so when somehow the discussion came up and she shared that story with me.
There is, in my mind's view, often these threads of connection. And whether or not your mother spoke of it to you, this awareness that she had, she was imparting to you because you've always been able to talk to her about anything that you've experienced.
That's true. And I was also, at least on certain levels, along for the ride. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I hadn't been delivered yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still physically attached by the umbilical cord.
That's right. So you were getting a lot of this. And this is something that I have said for years, that women do not understand, nor do a lot of men, that when you're carrying this life, every single emotion you have, every bit of food that you eat, every chemical that goes into the body, all the exercise you do, everything that you are going through, that baby is absorbing.
You should interview my mother for your show.
Absolutely.
She tells the story much better than I do.
Well, I did. That's fine, but it's good hearing it from you.
Yes.
Now, let's get back. Let's go full circle. Because okay. Your statement before, we talked about your mom, but I wanted her story to be told because I think it has a significant bearing on where you are today. But I also wanted to say, in your book, you have exercises, as you call them, that people, I'll call it exercise, that's my word.
I hate that word. I know, I think we might call it that in the book, too, because I couldn't think of a better word.
But the thing is that you have what you describe as an activation process. Now, I know you're going to be at the Conscious Life Expo next week.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to be at Agape Church on the 8th.
Well, the Agape Church in Los Angeles, but at the Conscious Life Expo.
Conscious Life Expo on Saturday the 14th, so they're about a week apart, right?
Right. So well, be sure you come by my booth because I'm going to be there.
Oh, you're going to be there? Okay, great.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in booth 537. But I want people to know that if they have a chance to come to the expo, they're going to be able to hear you speak, and you have what you call an activation process. Because what I like about what you're doing is that you're not like an Elmer Gantry, and I know he's rather extreme, so I'm sorry I bring him up, but he's like the old image. The old image
of misconception. There were two. There was Elmer Gantry and who I think was supposedly some kind of a bit of a fraud or something. And then wasn't there also that woman who disappeared, but she used to, like, lower herself, come into the church on wires or something?
Oh, I don't know about her.
Yeah, there were two.
But, there, you know, this is the kind of thing that people get stuck with. And, you know, they go, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, I can identify with that. No, we're talking about something here that is inherently natural. And when you have ever experienced it, or you have the chance to experience it, which with Eric, I would wish for you to have this experience in his seminar at the Los Angeles Expo and other atoms, but also his book, The Reconnection, is a way for you to read about it as well. But you talk about the activation of this energy, Eric. What goes on with that activation?
Well, let's start with my three favorite words here. I don't know. But somehow or other, once we allow you to begin to feel this in your hands, and I would assume that the event will be set up that will allow us to do it that way. That would be nice if we can. Once we allow people to feel it in their hands, then there becomes a consciousness connected with it, which in a sense is a light, an awareness. And it you feel different sensations, but all of them feel good. Now, what that ultimately means is it becomes a reminder of who and what we are. We are light, and I'm not speaking just in the spiritual sense. I mean, the work of Fritz Popp today and research tells us the DNA in our bodies emits a specific level of light. When our health is diminishing, oftentimes the light is dimmed, and when the light comes up, the health comes back up. And this reminder allows us to access that light again. It allows us and reminds us to seek our own natural level of light vibration. And when we do that, something inside goes, hey, I remember this. This is me vibrating as light. I think I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And as we vibrate at that level, anything denser than light, which tends to include most health challenges, has pretty much nothing left to hold on to. So if appropriate for you, at that point in time in your life, then these densities, these health challenges, simply fall away.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, healing is just that simple. And anything more complicated than that is designed to sell us something, and we have been being sold things that we no longer need. They may have been needed when we were working with subsets of energy, Reiki and Qigong and all those energy healing techniques. But once we allow ourselves to transcend the technique ourselves, that's the only way we get somewhere. See, what we have to do is we have to think of energy healing techniques like training wheels on a bicycle. Now, some people say, oh, how can you say that? It's so minimizing. And I'm thinking, well, is it really? Because if you have a very small child who wants to climb onto a very big bicycle, trust me, there are a few things in your life at that moment more valuable to you than training wheels. They help that child discover the bicycle without bodily harm. Now, the thing is, once they've mastered the bicycle with training wheels, you as an adult know you've got to remove the training wheels so that they can then master the bicycle. But when that child is left on their own, they might turn around and say, well, you know what? I'm still a little bit wobbly on this bike. Maybe I need a second set of training wheels. And the people at the training wheel store are more than thrilled to sell them a second set and a third set and a fourth set. And one day the child's riding down the street with 24 sets of training wheels on their bicycle, mastered the bicycle with training wheels, might have even taught other people how to do it, but hasn't mastered the bicycle, and they never will until the training wheels come off. And that's what we are discovering with mastery of healing, that we must take off the training wheels. We must transcend the technique, because mastery, the true gift of mastery, comes only in transcending the techniques themselves.
When it becomes so natural, you don't even think about it. You just do it.
Absolutely.
That
there was a time you counted steps when you learned how to dance.
Mm-hmm.
But when you truly learned to dance, the numbers went out the window.
That's right. In fact, when you have to stop and think about what you're doing, that's when you get into trouble.
Mm-hmm. And so people master the techniques and they get better and better at the steps, and they forget that the gift only comes in when we're willing to transcend the technique itself. And that's the consciousness we have to learn, because we don't have many masters today. We have teachers. Teachers tell us, come back and learn more, come back and learn more, write me another check, my wife will be thrilled to deposit it, come back and learn more. And the master says, don't come back, I need the space, because there is always a new student as long as there is truth to be taught. And mastery comes about once we've been introduced to something in the silence of our own minds. And these are things that the teachers either don't know today or they don't want us to know. But whatever it is, we can't wait any longer. It's time for us to become the teachers of the teachers.
That's true. And I think the reason that that particular process has been in place is because it did serve a purpose for a while.
It did. When we were working with energy healing, that was a limitation. That was a subset of energy itself, and energy itself is a subset of this healing spectrum. But now we're being offered more, and we're being challenged more.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the front and the back of the coin. The gift, the front of the coin, is that we're able to demystify the healing process. But the challenge, the back of the coin, is whether or not we're willing to allow the process to be demystified, and try as we may, it's not possible to fully insert the front of the coin into your pocket without the back going along with it.
You're going to hold on to both sides, typically, with the coin.
You would think.
Yes, and it's something that, if you can be at peace with that, not try to make it an either or, then there is that level of mastery, there is that level of understanding, and you'll know if it's appropriate or not, and it'll just be.
Right. But this is reconnecting with our original fullness as human and as spirit. That's why, that's part of the reason, it's a short version, of why it's called The Reconnection. The book is The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. The website is TheReconnection.com. The book is in 30 languages so far. I'm on the road 45 weeks each year traveling the world teaching this work, and I'm rarely in L.A. That's why I'm glad I'm going to be at the Conscious Life Expo. Is it in 2 weeks? Is it? I think
it
it's
is
like the 14th, 13th, 14th, 15th.
So you're going to be on Valentine's Day teaching The Reconnection, which is appropriate. Eric, we're almost out of time here, but I do want to be sure to repeat your website,
please,
which is TheReconnection.com, just exactly the same title as the book.
Mm-hmm.
But if those of you who are listening are interested in healing, and what I'm going to say is going to sound a little bit strange to some of you, but I'd like for you to do this when you get his book. Get it because you want to do something for yourself. Don't worry about doing something for anybody else. This is allowing you as an individual to become acquainted with yourself in a different paradigm. And when you can give the gift to yourself, then you're going to be able to share it with anybody and everybody.
But the cycle is the easiest, purest way for us to receive it is by giving.
Mm-hmm.
As we bring healing to others, that is when we are the most open to receiving our own healing. When our attention is on others instead of having that attachment of our attention on ourselves.
I agree, but I also say this, Eric. If we don't have enough interest to educate ourselves or to become alert, How can we really be very much for anybody else?
It's a cycle.
It is, and it's a wonderful cycle. It's a healthy cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I made the suggestion I did, because in reading your material, just being able to go through it, to know about your mother, to know about various things that you've gone through, it's a fascinating journey. And then, again, you're going to be at the Conscious Life Expo this coming, not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday.
On the 14th.
Am I speaking of Saturday or Sunday?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I'll
be
there that weekend.
Schedule.
It's on the reconnection.com. It's on the website somewhere, I'm sure. But don't ask me. I don't know.
Eric, it's been a delight. Thank you for being my guest today.
It's my
pleasure. Stop by my booth now, because I'm in booth 537. So
stop by and
say hello.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
And much success to you on your journey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Donna Sebo here. Don't forget, theconnection.com is his website. Eric Pearl, Dr. Eric Pearl. Heal others, heal yourself. The Reconnection. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTeb Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories. You'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and telephone lines are now open. I'd like to invite you, if you want to give me a call and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, here are the toll-free telephone numbers that you can call into. Now, worldwide, that's anywhere in the world, including the U.S., you can call in on 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. For USA only, it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me anything you like. Now, I know we've got a caller on the line, but before we go to that caller, I want to mention again, and this is just countdown time, because in a week, I'm going to be at the Conscious Life Expo, which is really going to be a very exciting day. And so, an exciting weekend. So, if you want to come out, this is at the LAX Hilton. I'm in booth number 537. And I am going to be giving a talk on the evening of Friday the 13th. At 7 o'clock in the evening, it's about mind power, and I will be doing demonstrations as well. And, of course, during the entire event activity, I will be doing many consultations for people as well. But I wanted you to know this, and also I'm going to put out the word, I am looking to have some assistance. So if you'd be interested in helping me out at that expo, there will be free passes available, and you'll have an opportunity to interact. Give me a call at my office, and that's 800-872-8888. I just need some assistance at my booth periodically, like when I'm speaking, etc., and that would really be a help. So let me know if you're interested, and my office number again, 800-872-8852, and this is for the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. Let's go to our first caller today. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm absolutely magnificent. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we have beautiful blue skies, the blue skies of Seattle that Perry Como used to sing about, and it's just absolutely gorgeous, a little bit cool, but wonderful, wonderful day, and I'm watching hummingbirds and pygmy nuthatches climbing up the trees, flying around the trees. It's absolutely gorgeous today. What's your first name or initial, dear? Where are you calling
my
from?
My initial is L, and I'm calling from Milford, Michigan.
Milford, Michigan. One day I hope to have the opportunity to be in that part of the country. Let's talk about you for a moment here, and I want to say, L, you've got your work cut out for you, dear. You've been making some decisions, and I'm looking at you having taken your time about getting to the point of decisiveness where you have a plan of action that's in front of you and you're looking at it and saying, well, I can't procrastinate any longer. I have to get busy. And that's the truth of it. Now, what I'd like for you to do is to realize that you're not alone when you're going through this process. There are a couple of people that you need to interact with so that you can get good feedback from them and that you can really do good things for yourself, because you want to make sure that your plan of action is going to be done as efficiently as possible and as effectively as possible. This is going to be aided by other people assisting you. So I don't care if it's doing taxes, if it's going on a diet, if it is managing money. Do not be afraid to reach out for support, because that support will enable you to reach your objectives much more rapidly. Now, I'm looking at you also as a woman of deep faith. And you have had some very profound experiences in your own life, and people have a sense of trust whenever they're around you, which you honor and you respect deeply. And I can really appreciate that because I feel like you do, that this is something you never violate. What I am watching is a concern on your part that you may not be as educated as you feel you should be in certain areas of knowledge. My dear, go start reading some books. Do whatever you need to do to supplement what you feel you need so that your language of communication becomes more effective and more clear in the way that you express yourself. You're very intelligent. There is no reason for you to get stuck in the fears that some other people have had that you, and these are people you love. You don't need to get stuck there. It's not necessary. You be like a guiding light to them by being an example of doing exactly what you know you need to do for yourself. And that is going to say volumes to others. What question would you like to ask me today?
Well, I'm wondering, do you see a residential move coming up during the year of 2009 for me?
That is going to be entirely up to you.
Okay.
What I would say in response to your question, shop around carefully. There is going to be an opportunity for you to move to a residence that down deep something just doesn't feel right. You can't put your finger on it. It's a nice place. But it's as if you walk through the door and you go, oh, isn't this pretty? But for some reason it just doesn't fit. Trust your gut. You're picking up on something that's not visible. Don't be fearful. There's going to be plenty of choices available to you. You'll know the right one, and it'll be exactly what you want in location, in cost, and in relative value for the amount of time that you think you want to live in it. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you wanting to buy or are you wanting to rent?
Well, I know I can rent, and I'm trying to procrastinate a little bit so that I rather buy than rent. But I know I can do it to rent, but I'm really working hard so I can buy.
All right. Let me encourage you to consider something because, and I didn't say it, I wanted you to answer the question. It may be to your advantage to rent for a while. Continue your savings about what it is that you want to buy. If you want to stay where you are until you get to that point where then you can buy what you want, fine. But if you're really wanting to relocate out of the neighborhood that you're in, renting will not be a bad way to go.
Okay.
The choice is yours. Think it through. You know, it wouldn't be a bad thing for you to stay right where you are and just let certain people know that you're looking and for them to keep looking for you. You look and they look. You may come up with a lease with an option to buy. Who knows?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Elle, how did you hear about the show?
I listened to you periodically over the last 6 months or so. It's just that sometimes I'm working at the time that you're on, so I'm able to tune in every once in a while, and I enjoy it.
Oh, I'm so glad. How did you like the guest today, Eric Perlman?
Yeah, he is nice. I like him.
Well, he is a fascinating man, and if that subject matter is of interest to you, which I think it is, you might want to check out his website.
Yeah, I will. I wrote it down, so I got it.
All right, Derek. You have a wonderful, wonderful life, and I look forward to hearing the good news from you when you find your place.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, we're going to take a break, but those telephone lines are going to be open for you, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756 worldwide. Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Interested in UFOs, the paranormal, predictions, prophecies, and psychics? Then join us along with David Icke, Sean David Morton, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Danyon Brinkley, Sonia Coquette, and many more at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo and Film Festival, February 13th to 16th at the LAX Hilton. Call the box office at 1-800-367-5777 or visit ConsciousLifeExpo.com for more information and discounted tickets.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone number to call into, numbers, let me use the plural, 877-876-5227 or worldwide 888-815-9756. Now, by the way, and I'm mentioning again because we're getting to the countdown where I'm going to be in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo. If you are listening to this show and you'd like to be a helper while I'm there, I'd love to have you come out. We'll be able to provide you with a free pass. And all you need to do is give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852. Also, if you have a story or something you would like to share with me, send it along via email, because when I'm in a position to do so, sometimes I don't have enough time on the air, but whenever I can, I always like to share the stories that people send me. In fact, I want to share with you a prosperity affirmation that Al sent to me, and I told him I'd like to share it. He said, please do. This affirmation was sent to me by Joe Vitale, who is one of the spokespersons in The Secret, and he had received it from Will Bowen, who is the author of A Complaint-Free World. And this, I thought, is a wonderful way to be able to get a good mindset. So let me share this affirmation with you. And you can use it, according to Will, to attract what you desire in 2009. And here is how it reads. I am the source of all wealth. I am rich with creative ideas. My mind abounds with new, original, inspired thoughts. What I have to offer is unique, and the world desires it. My value is beyond reckoning. What the world needs and desires, I'm ready to produce and give. What the world needs and desires, I recognize and fulfill. The bounty of my mind is without hindrance or limit. Nothing can stand in the way of my inspired creativeness. The overflowing power of God life energy overcomes every obstacle and pours out into the world, blessing and prospering everyone and everything through me. I radiate blessings, I radiate creativity, I radiate prosperity, I radiate loving service, I radiate joy, beauty, peace, wisdom, beauty, and power. Humanity seeks me and rewards me. I am beloved of the world. I am wanted wherever I go. I am appreciated. What I have to offer is greatly desired. What I have to offer brings a rich reward. Though my vision, the world knows it's blessed. Through my clear thinking and steadfast purpose, I have wonderful new values that come into expression. My vision is as the vision of the mighty ones. My faith is as the faith of the undefeatable. My power to accomplish is unlimited. I, in my uttermost God source, am all wealth, all power, all productivity. I hereby declare my financial freedom now, henceforth, and forever. I like that. I think you should, too. This is Donna Siebel. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial?
L.
And where are you calling from?
From Washington State.
Where in Washington, dear?
Oh, over in Bellingham.
Bellingham. Oh, beautiful, beautiful area. My goodness, I can hardly believe how that area grows.
If
it grows any faster, it's going to disappear just because of all the humanity that's there.
I know. People are moving here a lot.
Oh, it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's so close to Canada, too, and you have the best of both worlds, the exquisite beauty of the Pacific Northwest. I'm a little biased, if you couldn't tell. And, of course, the beauty of Canada. It's right there. It's just absolutely marvelous. Okay, y'all, let's get down to business with you. First thing is business. You are coming into a whole new level of thinking. This thinking is going to enable you to step forward into what I call an environment of accomplishment that I'm seeing you saying to yourself at one point, I'm nuts. Why did I choose to go this way? I'm seeing you having success and saying to yourself, did I really want this? Because of all the different responsibilities that are going to be coming your way. And again, I'm laughing, not because I'm laughing at the success, because it's nothing to be laughed at. It's just something, it's like I have a feeling of joy, but I have to chuckle because you're going to have more to handle than you ever could imagine. So it's going to surprise you. And things are going to move very, very quickly. Now, you have had a number of setbacks. Just in the recent, I'd say, six. I don't know if it's 6 weeks or 6 months, but it's fairly recent. And you feel like you have been backpedaling. Not really. What you are doing is clarifying and reorganizing. And in doing this, it is going to enable you to move forward with tremendous speed. You've had a disappointment relative to a particular person that you've had interaction with and other parties that have been linked with this individual. But that doesn't mean it's the end of the world, hon. You've got a lot going for you, and you just need to hang tough. You're going to be just fine. Now, I'm watching the clock, and I know we're getting close to being out of time, dear. What's your question for me today?
Well, is this person going to help me acquire a piece of land?
If you're wanting to acquire a piece of land, I wouldn't just use one individual. I would have a couple of people that you could work with to get good feedback on. You need to disassociate from what I feel would be an emotional attachment to this. This is business. This is something that you want to look at with clarity so that you can see the bigger picture as well as what could be considered the immediate perspective as you have it at this time. Am I making sense of what I'm saying?
Okay, it's real, your voice is real dim. So you were saying to disassociate from this person?
No, to disassociate from the emotion.
Okay.
I don't know why my voice is so dim, you know, that you're having it's so light that you're having a hard time hearing it. But it is the emotion that you're putting into this property purchase, the potential of it.
Okay.
Don't have the emotion there. I want you to have the big picture.
Okay.
Because you're going to be no more than a custodian of this property.
Right.
And as a custodian, you want to be sure that everything that is done relative to this purchase, whatever piece of property you get, is going to be done in the right way.
Okay.
And I would not just use this one person.
Oh, I see. So you were saying there were two people?
I would use more than one individual. Tell them what you want. Let them go out and do the looking for you.
Okay.
Hon, I'm out of time.
I was looking in California. Do you see it being in California?
Elle, I'm sorry, dear, but I'm out of time. I've got to go.
Okay.
Please stick here. This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, the hour's just gone by the wind. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about animal voices with Dawn Brunke. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Take care. God bless. We'll be here same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.